Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my special guest is a man that was on the air with me for the first time, I believe, 10 years ago. Believe it or not, John Woodhouse is here. Welcome back to the program, John.
Mike, it's a pleasure.
I looked it up. It was March 4th, 2012, when you were here talking about the Navy Choristers. And, I know we've been together many times since then, but that was, I think, your first shot on the airwaves of WCRI.
I do remember that. It was a great opportunity to talk about the Navy Choristers and the charity work that they do over the years.
Right. And today we're here to talk about the Narragansett Bay Chorus and its appearance at McVinnie Auditorium. And we were going to have someone from McVinnie here to kind of share the spotlight, but at the last minute they couldn't make it. So John is here as the Vice President of Marketing for the Narragansett Bay Chorus, or the Providence Chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, to be actually officially correct. And John, let's start a little bit with you, since it's been a while since you've been here. Are you a Rhode Island person?
Well, I have been since 1992. I actually grew up in New York and then did 22 years in the Navy, so I lived all over the area and moved. My last tour in the Navy was in Newport, and I decided to stay, and here I am.
There you go. And 22 years in the Navy?
Indeed.
Wow. On ships or on land?
Well, both. I mean, both. You have a career, it's a combination of sea duty and land duty.
Okay. I know some Navy people that never get on a boat, which is kind of odd to me. But
it depends upon your skill set and your career progression.
Right. And you must have been out for a while, because you didn't correct me about saying boat. I'm supposed to say ship, right?
Well, that's right. Unless you're on a submarine, then it's actually a boat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
So it's okay to say boat for submarine.
Yes, it is.
And that sinks.
Yes.
All right. And so you live in the Newport area. And what caused you to get involved with music and find the Narragansett Bay Chorus or the Navy Choristers?
Well, actually, I've been a member of an organized music program since I was in the third grade. And so every time I've ever moved, including all the time in the Navy, I always looked for a local organization to become involved with. Mm-hmm. And the Navy Choristers, I was on active duty in Newport at the time. And the Navy Choristers has been around since 1953, providing music primarily to raise money for charities. Mm-hmm. So I became involved with that. And then I had a neighbor in 1995 who lived across the street from me, a guy named Dave Hutchinson. Dave came to me one day and said, "What are you doing this Thursday night?" And I had no other occasion to take me away. So he brought me to the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which I experienced for the very first time, my first exposure to barbershop chorus. A guy named Kirk Young was the director at the time, and I was literally blown away by the experience, and I've been a member of the Narragansett Bay Chorus since 1995.
There you go. Well, the Narragansett Bay Chorus has been around as the Providence Chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society since 1948. It got organized, chartered in 1949, so it's been around for quite a while. A lot of my listeners know that I've been very involved with that for all of my life. I was kind of born into it. So we're here to talk about a show that's going to take place next Sunday at McVinnie Auditorium in downtown Providence. That's Sunday, September 11th, 2:30 in the afternoon, a matinee performance. McVinnie Auditorium is at 43 Dave Gavitt Way in Providence. Most Rhode Islanders would know that as part of the Cathedral Complex. There is free parking for the show around the cathedral areas and those parking lots. And we are going to have the Narragansett Bay Chorus as the feature attraction. And then this year we're going to have also the Coastline Show Chorus joining us, which is a female chorus from Sweet Adeline's International, and a representative of Harmony Incorporated, another female organization. The Harmony Heritage Chorus will be joining us, along with some quartets from our own Narragansett Bay Chorus. So lots of acts. This year we're keeping it local as one step out of the pandemic, so to speak. And lots of times in the past, John, as you know, we've had some pretty famous acts come to Providence, and we've done shows with them. Starting a little before your time, we actually had the Osmonds with us at the Performing Arts Center. And then in the last, since you've been around, we have had people like the Smothers Brothers and the Kingston Trio, and we'll talk a little bit about that history. But let's get to a little music of something that you might hear if you were to come to the show next Sunday. And we'll start off with a group called OC Times, which came from California to be on the show with us a few years ago. They became international champions of the society in 2008. And here's a song you will hear on the show, done by the Narragansett Bay Chorus. This rendition is by OC Times called Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away, up and away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away, let's get away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lamoland, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Off in the blue, once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied. We'll just glide, starry-eyed, once I get you up there. I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, come on, let's fly away. Come on, babe, let's touch the sky. Come on, baby, let's fly. Let's fly.
Obviously, a live recording of OC Times Quartet singing Come Fly With Me, that great Sinatra tune. John, if people would like to get tickets for the show, they can do it very easily, right?
Yes, they sure can. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.singnbc.com. And there's information on purchasing tickets, and you can actually order them from that website. Tickets are a little bit different this year. We're not doing reserved seating, but we have tickets priced per section in the auditorium.
Right. And that decision was made for a couple of reasons, because first off, we're still in the early stages of the pandemic, getting, you know, people used to getting out and being in closed areas again. But this will allow someone to sit in a section, but not necessarily have to sit right next to them if they don't want to. There's going to be plenty of room.
Exactly. So the tickets are priced according to the tier that you sit in the auditorium. and the tickets range from $10 to $20 to $25. So the tickets, in addition to getting them, ordering them from the website, we encourage people to, if you happen to know a member of the chorus, to ask them, because every one of our members carries with them at least a couple tickets, and they're standing by waiting to encourage people to buy them from the members of the chorus. Uh-huh. And as a last resort, we will have tickets at the door. So if you don't manage to find another source, please come and purchase your tickets at the auditorium.
Right. The building should be open a little after 1:30 on that Sunday afternoon, September 11th. The show will start at 2:30, and we'll be all done a little after 4:30 probably. You can be out of there in time for a great dinner. So make a day of it.
Yep, and it's very convenient because McVinnie Auditorium is right off of 95, so it's easy to get to, and as Mike mentioned earlier, there's plenty of free parking, which is great when you're downtown Providence.
Right. All right, let's get to another piece of music. This one features a bass singer named Kirk Young that John mentioned earlier. He was a previous director of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, at the time was singing in a quartet called The Management. And Kirk did a beautiful arrangement of the Billy Joel tune, Lullaby. We'll listen to that now.
Good night, my angel. Time to close your eyes and save these questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promised I would never leave you, and you should always, always know wherever you may go, no matter where you are, I never. Now it's time to sleep,
and still
so many things I want to say. Remember all the songs you sang for me
when we
went sailing on an emerald bay,
like a boat
out on the rocking you to sleep, the water's dark and deep, inside this ancient heart, you'll always be a part of me. Good night, my angel, now it's time to dream.
And dream
how wonderful your life will be. Someday your child may cry, and if you sing this lullaby, then in your heart there will
you and I will. Lullaby. That is a song you'll hear the Narragansett Bay Chorus perform on the show, that very same arrangement that Kirk did. John, we're going to have four quartets on the show, right?
We are, and we're very excited. The first quartet that will appear is a quartet called Generations, one of the busiest quartets in all of Rhode
Absolutely.
Island.
Absolutely.
They perform...
Well, not only all over Rhode Island, probably all over the country.
But yes, they are in great demand, and people have joked that they will sing at the opening of an envelope.
Yeah, that's
And true. Then a newer quartet from the chorus, a quartet called the Nantucket Sound, which actually even has a new arrangement of singers within it. So we're very excited for them to be on the show. We have a quartet well known in the area called Trade Secret. They are the Northeastern Senior Quartet Champions.
They must be old.
Well, it's interesting because the senior quartet competition, they do have to have a total age of 240 years, and they all have to be at least 55 years and older.
I thought you were going to say 600 years.
Yeah, and almost.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm the bass of Trade Secret, proud to be in that group, along with very good friends of mine. We've been singing together for quite a while and covered a lot of ground already, so it's a fun group. And then our feature quartet is the New Patriot Champions, right?
Yes, the Patriot Division Champions called Second Nature, and very popular quartet. As a matter of fact, they recently did a show at the Arctic Theater.
Right,
and
sold
was
out.
Sold out. Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we're excited to have this lineup of quartets on the show next Sunday.
All right, my quartet, Trade Secret, has picked up a tune from a group that came on the Providence show about 20 years ago. The Smothers Brothers came to the Providence area and were on our show with us at the Performing Arts Center. And we got talking, and they said, you should do one of our tunes. So we did pick it up. It's called My Old Man. I don't have a recording of Trade Secret singing it, but we do have a recording of the Smothers Brothers as they did it on our show 20 years ago. So listen to that, take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
You know something, Dickie?
What?
I had to grow up to be like my old man. How about that?
I think that's a very fine ambition for a young man, to grow up to be like his father.
Right.
Depending on what his father does, though.
My father did a lot of things. My father did many things. He went around doing a lot of things.
My old man's a sailor. What do you think about that? He wears a sailor's collar, he wears a sailor's hat. He wears a sailor's raincoat, he wears a sailor's shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be a sailor, the same as my old man. My old man's an anthropologist, what do you think about that? He wears an anthropologist collar, he wears an anthropologist hat. He wears an anthropologist raincoat, he wears anthropologist shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads the Sunday news. And someday, if I can, I'm gonna be an anthropologist, the same as my old man.
My old man's refrigerator repairman. What do you think about that? He wears a refrigerator repairman's collar. He wears a refrigerator repairman's hat. He wears a refrigerator repairman's raincoat. He wears a refrigerator shoes. And every Saturday evening, he reads a Playboy.
Hey, if I can,
I'm gonna be a refrigerator repairman.
Same as my old man.
What do you think about that? Boy, you gotta be pretty sharp-witted.
I tell you, Tommy, you're
things like that.
You're very glib.
I certainly do.
Well, here, I'll tell you what my old man does.
My old man's a cotton picking, finger licking, chicken plucker. What do you think about that?
You better not make a mistake.
Uh, Let's hope not.
He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken pucker's collar. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken pucker's hat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken pucker's raincoat. He wears a cotton picking, finger licking chicken pucker's shoes. And
you're lucky.
Every Saturday evening he reads the cotton picking news, and someday if I can, I'm gonna be a cotton picking, finger licking chicken plucker, the same as my old man.
The Narragansett Bay Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with the Marketing Vice President of the Chorus, John Woodhouse, and we've been talking about a show that's going to take place next Sunday, September 11th at 2:30 p.m. at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence. McVinney, John, you mentioned it's a nice theater. It has great creature comforts, as they say, right?
It does. There are really no bad seats in this auditorium.
Right.
It's great access to the stage. The acoustics are wonderful, and the facilities are easy to get in and out of, even for those who may be handicapped a little bit. The entrance is right at street level.
Yep.
So it's very comfortable for all ages and all conditions to be able to park nearby.
Yep.
And walk in.
There you go. We've been listening to songs that may or may not be sung on the annual show. Some of them have been in the past. And this next group that we're going to listen to is called Max Q. They came to Providence and were on a show with us in 2008, I believe. They're the 2007 champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And we selected them because the chorus will be singing a Bob O'Connell arrangement of Shenandoah, and this is Max Q's version of that song. Listen to it now and come back.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you across the wide Missouri, oh Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. Shenandoah.
on some changes in our Barbershop Harmony Society in the last few years. Big changes, I guess you might say, right? To those people that think the traditional barbershop quartet is four guys with a straw hat and a cane.
Exactly. Recently, the Barbershop Harmony Society opened its doors for the first time to women.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now an open society. There are men's groups, women's groups, mixed groups at the quartet level and even at the chorus level.
Right.
We even have female members now of the Providence chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society. They don't actually sing with our chorus at this time because the chorus is still all male. But given time and given more females or
As they come in,
yeah, we may indeed have mixed quartets and possibly even a mixed chorus someday.
Right. And a few years ago, when the show was held at the Ocean State Theater in Warwick, which is now the GAMP Theater, we had a group up from Disney called Voices of Liberty, and thought it might be nice to play this group, since they are mixed, and doing a song called This Land Is My Land.
This land is your land, this land is my land, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
This land is my
this
land,
land. This
from
land,
California
this
to
land,
New York.
This land is from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you.
Another group that came to Providence to be on the show with us just about 7 or 8 years ago, I think, John, was...
About that.
Yeah, Kingston Trio, right?
Yeah, at the Ocean State Theater again. One of the great losses to this community is when the Ocean State Theater closed. But we were fortunate enough to perform there for several years.
Sure, lots of shows there, yeah.
And the Kingston Trio was there with us on one of those shows, and one of the numbers that... We always love to hear them sing, probably one of the signature tunes of the trio and identifies them forever as a New England act, was Charlie on the MTA.
All right, we'll listen to that and then be back with more.
The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
On that tragic and fateful day, he put 10 cents in his pot while the family went to ride on the MTA.
But he never returned, no, he never returned, and he still unlearned. What a pity.
was the little man who never is hurt. Charlie handed in his dime, Kendall Square Station, and he came for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor took one more nickel. Charlie, get off of that train.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his pain is still unlearned.
Poor old Charlie.
He may ride for land beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie's wife goes down to Scully Square Station every day. At quarter past two. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich and a swing.
McVinnie Auditorium on Sunday, September 11th at 2:30 p.m. is the place to be to see the Narragansett Bay Chorus in concert, along with Harmony Heritage, Coastline Show Chorus, Generations, Nantucket Sound, Trade Secret, and Second Nature. All those acts will be performing a cappella music, mostly in the barbershop style. Here with me, I'm Mike Maino, is John Woodhouse, the marketing manager or vice president of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and we've been kind of reminiscing a little bit, John, about some of the shows and some of the big stars we've had in the past. This show is going to be local talent, which we don't have a chance to feature very often, but it's been a few years since we've done a show.
It has. Our last annual show was in 2019, so we're really excited to be able to bring the show back and make it an annual show in scale. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we have multiple acts, and this year is a great bargain. For $10, $20, or $25, you can get to see three great choruses, four great quartets, for an afternoon that'll run about 2 hours from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right. And tickets are available by going to the website?
Yes. The website is www.singnbc.com. Or if you happen to know a member of the chorus, seek them out, and they would be happy to provide you a ticket. Or, last resort, please come to the door, because we will sell tickets at the door.
There you go. And you mentioned 2019 is the last show. In 2018, we brought in our last big star, if you will, and that was Maureen McGovern, the singer that made the song from the Poseidon Adventure famous, won a Grammy and so forth. And she was a great guest to have on our show. She sings a lot of beautiful music, beautiful voice. So I thought it'd be nice to play that song right now, called There's Got to Be a Morning After.
There's got to be a morning after, if we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? Too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. it's not too late.
John, since we listened to Maureen McGovern, it's probably a great segue into female singing. You mentioned earlier that we have two choruses, the Coastline Show Chorus representing Sweet Adelines, directed by Gail Jensik, who obviously happens to be my wife, so I'm a little prejudiced there, and Harmony Heritage Chorus directed by Bob O'Connell, and I'm a little prejudiced there too because my mother was one of the founders of Harmony Incorporated, which is what Harmony Heritage is a member of. So little tie-ins there for me personally, but you've listened to both of those groups over the years, right? Watch them change and develop.
The quality is amazing. Coastline Show Chorus has ranked in the top five internationally in the past. Harmony Heritage has done very well within Harmony Incorporated, and we're excited to be able to bring both of those choruses to the stage as featured acts in addition to the Narragansett Bay Chorus.
Right. We have a song that Coastline recorded a few years ago. Thought it might be nice to have a song from them. This is kind of unique because it's a Beatles tune, but they had the youngest member of the chorus, which I believe she was about 10 or 11, and you can tell it's a young voice, start off the solo of this song called Imagine. Here it is by the Coastline Show Chorus.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
People living for today.
John, we've been talking about the opportunity to see the Narragansett Bay Chorus and several other groups in person on Sunday, September 11th at 2:30 at McVinnie Auditorium. But if you can't make that, there are other opportunities, right?
Yes, indeed. We're going to be doing concerts, several concerts in the area over the next several months. The first one will be on September 25th, Sunday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Middletown, Rhode Island, at the St. Columba's Berkeley Memorial Chapel Parish Hall. And then in November at 7:30 in the evening on Saturday, the 19th of November, the Tiverton Lions will be hosting the chorus for a benefit concert. And then our big holiday show will be on Saturday, December 3rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Shrine of La Salette in Attleboro, Massachusetts. All the shows will be different, featuring different quartets, and obviously the show at La Salette will be a holiday-themed show. So we're really excited to be back in the thick of performing.
All of that information is available on the Narragansett Bay Chorus website, which is the word SING, S-I-N-G, NBC for Narragansett Bay Chorus, .com. SingNBC.com. You get all that info is there, along with the dates and the calendar and other important information about the chorus. And if you are a male person and would like to become a member of a male chorus, they can do that, right, John?
They sure can. The Narragansett Bay Chorus has been performing for over 60 years, bringing really outstanding music to the greater New England area and, in fact, internationally a few times. We welcome men of all ages. No experience is required. You don't have to read music. Some of our members, some of our most prominent members, cannot read music. But they do love to sing. And we rehearse Thursday nights at the Knights of Columbus Hall, located at 15 Bassett Street in North Providence. We meet at 7 p.m. each Thursday night. And we welcome people to come and enjoy the comradeship and the joy of just producing music.
Excellent. Thank you, John, for being here today. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate your help in getting the word out about the Narragansett Bay Chorus. We're going to close with a song by the chorus. It was recorded a few years ago. Very appropriate to close the show. It's entitled, You'll Never Walk Alone.
Hold your head up high. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.